Rav's ideas, and by doing so, look a bit deeper in some of the ideas that we've already come across. So the the sugyas that the Brisker Rav strings together. First of all, what is the opening sugya, the mesichta, told us saying ki yitzev in alav ki yitzev hen? So he points out a machlok between the Rif and the Rashi. Right? Just to get an appreciation of the Brisker Rav, the most recent biography of the Brisker Rav is a 4-volume biography. I think he's done. I'm not sure. So it's obviously a very, very impressive life. But just to give you a glimpse of the Brisker Rav, is that probably most of the Rosh Yeshiva that you're familiar with are Talmid in the Brisker Rav, in the previous door. And these, for example, in Eretz Yisrael, so Rav Shach was a Talmud, and Nochem Pertsovitz, I believe Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis also, I'm not sure, and Rav Moshe Shapira, that's the one that you're less familiar with, but he's one of the greatest Rosh Yeshivas. He was in Ber Yaakov, he was Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira. The Rosh Yeshiva in Kfar Chassidim, I think of Shimonovitz, who's also a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. So except for Chevron was always independent. Chevron in a separate miserably, but so they were not. Although I have to tell you, Farbshin, who was one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, also I think learned by the Brisker Rav. And even when I came to YU, so after was the Rav and Rav David, but then Rav Yochum Grella to the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, and then Rav Nech Vornstein, also the Talmud of the Brisker Rav. It just gives you a glimpse of the in Europe. So I was told that the top Talmidim of various yeshivas would circle through to the Brisker Rav. In other words, they had come to the Brisker Rav for a year, for 2 years. And it was always a relatively small shir. He was very selective. Eretz Yisrael is primarily saying shir to his children. And then he would accept others who would come in. I had a one of my rebbeim growing up in Toronto. Rav Menachem Adler is a Hasidus Rav, and after the Second World War, went there to Israel, and he was accepted. And I asked him once what he was doing with the Brisker Rav, because he was a Hasidus Rav. He was part of the Munkacher dynasty. He was a Horner Stifler himself. So he said that the Hasidic Rebbe also were there. People became. I think that the Stripker Rebbe was one of the first Eretz Yisrael that could tell me in the Brisker Rav. So it gives you a glimpse of the genius of the Brisker Rav, just to see who wanted to be there. And who he produced. And that was just from one sort of shorter tkufa. So the first sugya that he builds with is the sugya of Toldosein ki yitzeven alav ki yitzevhen. And he points out the machlokes Rif and Rashi, that Toldosein Lav ki yitzei behen means that according to Rashi they would be potter, And according to Riv, they may not maintain the various kulas of the Ov. So they say in Kiyotzven means according to Rashi they'd be chayv, according to Riv they would maintain all the halachas of the Ov. So Briskero pointed out that both of those, the Iboya of the Gemara is difficult in, according to both the Riff and according to Rashi. According to Riff, what is the Habamina? That a Tolda should not have the characteristics of the Av. And according to Rashi, the Iboya is difficult because Mechatesa, that a Tolda should not be Chayiv. Right? And the Brisker of himself, I don't think, comes back to answer the Kashin Rashi. How do we explain what Rashi says? Rashi says it in a few places. For us, I don't think the Brisker of points this out, but for us, one of the places where you see these two Mahalchim is by Chatzi Nezek Tzroros. Right? The Gemara says, what is the Toldasein Kelav Beisim? It's Chatzi Nezek Tzroros. Chatzi Nezek Tzroros is a machlokes in the Gemara where this Palgin is Kenosa, Palgin is Mamayna. But the machlokes in amongst the Rishonim is what would the din be if not for Palgin Iska, if not for the Xeris Akos? What is the cause of teaching? Who remembers the machloikas? Of Chatzi Nezek Tzroros. What would the din be if we would not have Xeris HaKosov? Was that? Yeah. Correct. No, what was the machloikas?
Rashi
would say that you'd be part of
completely. Good. Okay. Gilman Beis. The Poitra of Rosh Hashanah. Im Taima Ma'ab Pshita Leitzvei Mileshale Bin Haliyah Mileshalem Adimen Adin Ha Yimeshalem Nezek Shalem. Tosva says that the Toldasein Laki Yaitse Ben is. He came out, Papa, told the Regel. Regel, he came out, told the Regel, Regel. Bechatzi Nezek Tzroros. Hilchasot Gemira Lo. Ba'amai, Korel, told the Regel. Lishalem bin Ha'aliyah. Why is it called the told the Regel? Because it has one of the Chumras of Regel. Tell me the Chumras of Regel. Lishalem bin Ha'aliyah means you have to pay, there is no cap. You have to pay with the damage that you did, as opposed to having a cap that you only have to pay the value from the value of the mazik.
That was a question. In other words, he was asking whether there's a cap of Karen or whether it's has the halacha of regal. Lirava meboyele, lirava papa pshitele. Lirava de meboyele, amai korila told the regal, lepoitra mishus harabim. Right. At first glance, this sugya reads better according to the Rif or better according to Rashi. Right. First glance is a very strong raya to the Rif, right? Because the Gemara says, "My kori latolda." The tolda was not lechayiva. I have to figure. No, the chiyuv comes from the Xeris from the Xeris Akasov. So why bother calling it a tolda? Right? So that the Rib said, well, to be Batur versus Rabbim. So that supports what the Rif was saying, that tolda is saying, ki yeitzu lav yeitzu mitav halachas. It's the way that we would read the Gemara now, according to the Brisker Rav, is a my korila tolda de regel, not only is the Gemara asking why is it called Tolda Regel, why must it be labeled altogether? Why couldn't I simply say Kadosh Baruch Hu said Gzeres Hakosav Chatzi Nezek Tzoros Chayim Aloch Lameish Mizina? Right? Apparently, the Rebbeinu Shlom said Chatzi Nezek Tzoros Chayim. Chazal then understood that it has to fit into some kind of oven. Why? Why could it not be a floating mazik? Why could it not be four mazikim that are mafurish b'tur and one mazik that comes from Loch Lomish b'Sinai? Who's machriach this? Right? Amai korila told the regel. The rabbi then a boy, the rabbi doesn't know which din it applies, so why bother calling it a tolda d'regel? So the Gemara says the Brisker Rav would explain that part of the parsha of Hezek is there aren't any floating mazikim. The Rav Shem gave us the parsha by saying the mechayev of Hezek is mamaincha shmiros and alecha. The structure of Ovais is to give us the various details of all the Mechayivim. But apparently, that means there cannot be a floating Mechayiv. Right? Just like we pointed out, when it comes to Shabbos, so Molid would be a floating Ov, so to speak. Generic of, so the Rishonim say, oh, it has to, according to the Rambam, it's definite dosh. According to Rashi, there is a generic of. According to Rambam, it isn't. So, amai korula told the poet which is a rabbin, because we have to know what are the halachas which govern this particular rav. Now, hold on, Yoni. So, Tosfos points out. So Tosfos says, according to Rava, why is it that when Rava learned the din of Chatzi Nezek Tzoros, so it was clear to him that it's going to be regel with respect to Petur Rishos HaRabim, but it wasn't clear to him that it's going to be regel with respect to the no cap on the payment, there's been aliyah. The Yeshloimar came with him in a dinner in Meshalim Nezek Sholim. V'osi Hilchasa the loy Meshalim Lachasi Nezek. And Kainasi Hilchasa Lahokal Veloy Lachmir. Let's understand. Came with him in a dinner in Meshalim. The Tosfos says he has no suffix that Chatzi Nezek Tzoros is Chayiv. He has no suffix that Koychoi. The Mamoina is Chayiv. That's So what's the Gderes HaKosov? Right? Okay, this is, again, the Mahalach of the Rif. Al Pi Svara B'machayev Chatinezek. So the Hilchas HaLomay Shemisina is teaching me that that Machayev of Koychei the Behema is not going to have the same din as we would have said Al Pi Svara. So this, the Hilchas HaLomay Shemisina is to say Chatinezek. So now, Tosfos says, Chazal understood that it's Chatzi Nezek, that's Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Now we have two other halachas we have to figure out. We have to figure out where, Rishus Rabbah, Rishus Yochid. We have to figure out Min Aliyah or Migufa. So, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai was teaching me that a Machayev which Al Pi Svara, I would have been Machayev. For some reason, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to introduce a leniency. So, that was Rava's Sofik. That was the Sofik in Rav Papa and Rava. According to Rav Papa, it fits into Regel, and the only halacha l'meishim we see now that we have is Chatzi Nezek. According to Rava, the way Tosfos learns Pshat, it fits into Regel, but when Chazal were fitting it into Regel, they had a Sofek, that was Rava's Sofek. Whether it was an instruction from the halacha l'moshe Sinai that we should grant it the coolest of chatzi nezek. In other words, does the way we explain it, when we learn the sugya, does the din of tashlumin minu aliyah or migufoy, does that belong to the din of chatzi nezek? Or does that belong to the Av of Karen? So when the Halacha L'moshe Sinai said that it's going to be Chatzi Nezek Troiris, but it's going to fit into the Tolda of Regel, so we needed to understand whether the Tashlumen, if the Tashlumen is going to be the Tashlumen of Karen, so why does it? For what purpose would it fit into Regel? Now we have three halachas: Chatzi Nezek, Rishus Rabim, and Migufa Mimone. Right. So the Torah was so the Ribbono Shel Olam said Chatzi Nezek. Chazal said Tolda de Regel. Right. So now we have to figure out. We have three halachas. According to Rav Papa, it's Tolda Derbegel for everything except for Chatzi Nezek. And according to Rava, that was Rava Sofek. Rishus Rabim, for Rishus Rabim, it's Din Derbegel. So now I have to figure out. I have one more halacha to work out. Min Aliyah Migufay. So I said, I don't know where it goes. But Tosis's understanding was that L'chuli Yalma, it would be Chayev. Now where does Rashi say otherwise? Where is the Rashi that says that if not for the Gzeres HaKosov, so we wouldn't know the din of Chatzi Nezek Sreiros? One of the great riyas for Tosis is that the Gemara is Chatzi Nezek Tzoros. A the Gemara says that Sumchis was Choylek, and Sumchis held that Chatzi Nezek Tzoros is Chayb Nezek Sholem. So the Pashtus is that would support a case of Shita that the Gzeiras HaKosov is to be Mechayev, is to teach us the Halacha, the Ptur. Now where do we see the Rashi's otherwise? Say it again.
How would it be proof that
apparently Sumchus didn't have the halacha l'moshe Mesinai. Right? But what Sumchus is machlokes? What's he arguing? Then the Yud Zayin and base. So Lechor means he didn't have the Gzeiras HaKosov. So we pointed out that when the Gemara says Chatzi Nezek Tzoros Hilchos Gemirula, to those two Gersois, So this is Rashi L'shitasei that without the Gzeiras HaKosov, so it sounds like it would be Potter. So then the question is, Lagabi, what do we need told us? So some of the Mephoreshim say that the Pshat is that it would still be a Tolda with respect to the Isur or the Chiyuv Shmira. Right? As we said, that when it comes to Nezikin, so first year we gave is that there was an Isur. Rashi, one of the strongest rises in Isur. Isur is the Rashi that we learned in Hezek Shen and Nikr. Right? An Isur of Mazik. And we had a list of whether it comes from the After Echo Kamocha, whether it comes from the Gezel, whether it comes from the Chiyuv Shmira. Was that?
The Zeiver.
So one suggestion is that I would still learn the Chiyuv Shmira and the Isur. So it's a total agave that. And that's one Malach, and again, I can't assign a name to it. It's in the, you can find it in the Sefer of Yitzchak Meir Knoblovitz. He was one of the Gera Rosh Yeshivas. But he quotes his mother's Sorum. But Lanius Daiti, Perhaps that's not the best way to learn Pshat, because what is told to say in Lav Kiyotze Ben in our sugya? What's the difference? The Gemara says told to say in Lav Kiyotze Ben. So the Gemara gives the example of Tuma. Right? So the toldus of Tuma would in fact not exist if not for the din of the Torah gave me a din of Tolda. Correct?
We would never know that there were Toldos not for the Torah saying the Toldos. Like, you wouldn't be able to learn Toldos Nesfaras or Lados?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because the din of Tolda Gavi Tuma is that the Ov generates the Tolda. Right? So, when it comes to the Ovis of Shabbos, so once the Torah was Mechadesh, that the Melachos HaMishkan are categories, that's all the Torah is Mechadesh. Right? When it comes to the Toldos of Tuma, so the Torah was Mechadesh. Torah was mechadish that mace is a category. Mace is a mace. Torah was mechadish that mace can generate a further metame. Right? So, and that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Toldesein legabe tuma is Toldesein lav ki yetzi ben, that the Om generates a weaker tuma than the Om itself. But the Xeris HaKosov of Tuma is that something is generated by the Ov. Not that something's included in the... It's not that the Ov creates a category. So L'chaira, the way the Gemara sets it up, there's a Toldesein Ki Yetzin and a Toldesein Lav Ki Yetzin Ben. The Toldesein Ki Yetzin Ben is when the Torah was Mechadesh, that there's an Ov called Shabbos and every Ov is a category. The Toldesein Lav Ki Yetzi Ben is that the Ov is Moilid, not an Ov B'Torah's category, but a Torah B'Torah's Moilid. Alright? Now, and if the Torah was not Mechadish that, then we would not... We would not have that din, right? So the Rashi's approach is more follows the sugya more precisely, right? The Rif's approach, based on the Brisker Rav, is logically easier to work with, and certainly fits in with many of the Gemaras that we learn. But in terms of the way that the question is posed in the sugya, so Rashi's approach, L'chora, is more precisely following the way the Iboya set up. And then, if we take it the next step, then Chatzi Nezek Tzroiris is a situation where the Tolda is generated by the Ov. Think about it. What is Chatzi Nezek Tzroiris? I have an Ov called Regel, heaven of cold shore, heaven of cold Karen, the Chatzi Nezek Tzroiris is generated by the Yom. Right? That Regel is not only when Regel steps on something, but Regel is also when it shoots something off. So that Lechor is a Tolda. A Tolda which is much more, the Tolda of Chatzi Nezek can be viewed as a Tolda like the toldus of Shabbos, like the toldus that we've had already, but the tolda of Regel can also be viewed as the tolda of Tuma. The Regel is moiled. The Regel generates. It's koicheshul Regel. All right. It's not. it can be seen as a member of the set, as part of the set, the category. But it can also be viewed, and certainly would be consistent for Rashi to say that when you look at the toldos of Regel, so all the toldos of Regel are and those things which are dovuk to the animal. Right? Told us the regel, shlif shalea, sara derech ilucha, from yeshivifiya, zug shivit savara. But let's say it's not on the body itself. Let's say it's thrown off from the body. So based on this list, you would say, doesn't belong. That's not regular. The list is very, you could easily be medayik from the list. It has to be dovug laguf, part of the guf. The moment it's released from the guf, it's takanado regular anymore. It's koichet regular. He can easily develop Rashi Shita by saying we would be medayik from this brisa that koyche the regal just not regal, it's not there. I probably could develop it with a eish and regal. This is the Rashi. Shahayusa Malachis Vitiza Tsuraris Raglao, Shibra Sakalim, the Kaimalan, Hilchasa Gemirala, Lamosha Misinai, the Mamoinohu, Beloy Kanas. What does that mean? Hilchasa Gemirala, not that it's Chasinezek. Hilchasa Gemirala, the Mamoinohu. Halachas Misinai means that I'm Chayu. Right? Mashain came Tosus who said that I'd be chayv anyways. So this is Rashi saying, this is the not only corroborating the observation in Rashi that told us would, that told the same lav kiyate means they'd be potter altogether. As the Rashi says here as well. Halachal Moshe saying it's moinov and not kenas. What would be the, if I wouldn't have Lachlan Moshe Mishinai? I should be potter. Because I can't be Mechadish Akanas. Lachlan Moshe Mishinai is that Palga Nizka Mamoina, Palga Nizka is Mamoina. Right? If it would be Lachlan Moshe Mishinai, that's the two gear size. Is it Palga Nizka Chatzin Nezek Tzoros Hilchasa Gemirala or Chatzin Nezek Tzoros
So the Rif and the Bali Tosfos, they had the Mahalach, we would be Machayev, Mazik, and Beis on Svara. Details, I need the structure of the Torah. But according to Rashi, if you say, told Oseyan, Lav ki Yoitzei Ben, it means it be Potter. Told Oseyan ki Yoitzei means Archayev. Means without the Torah teaching me the various obvious, I would not be Machayev. So Rashi's approach is, as we said, follows the sugya more precisely. Because told the same Lav ki Yitzvan is Tuma. Tuma would not have told us without the Torah telling me this is Tuma. And that's what Rashi says here as well. Told us the one of told the same Lav ki Yitzvan is when I don't have to, I'm not Machayev via Svara, I'm not Machayev via one of the other Ravas, I can't. Because the Om of Regal is exhausted once it's not Dovak Begufay. The tag will be Potter. So that's why I'm wondering whether we have to. The question then we're posing is why is something called a Tolda? Why would there be a Tolda if it would not be Chayiv, according to Rashi? According to the Rif, something would be a Tolda because it's Chayiv, and we want to know, is there such a thing as a general Tolda, an unspecified Tolda? But according to Rashi, the Tolda is teaching me whether it's Chayiv altogether. If Tolda Sein Lav Ki Yitzvan means that it would be Potter. And then a Hanami, that's the way that Tolda and Tumah is like that. Do we have to say that it is a Tolda vis-a-vis the Chayiv Shmira? I'm not sure. And the idea that it's generated by the Tolda, just like Lagavi Tumba, to think that's true for the one case we have of Chatzi Nezek Tshuavos. Hayotze Mizeh is that according to the Rif, we can be Mechayiv Nezikin through the Tzad HaShova. And according to Rashi, we can be Mechayiv always also through the Tzad HaShova. But according to the Rif, when Mechayiv through the Tzad HaShova, it means that they would be Chayiv. And we have another din now that it has to fit into some of. We have to find the best fit of. And therefore, the Rosh says that you can never have a Tolda which is more Chayiv than the of. More Chayiv than the of is that created it. Sorry, you can have the other way around. You can have a Tolda which is more Chayiv or less Chayiv, so to speak, than the Oves that created it. Because the halachas of the Oves and Toldas of Nezikin, the two-step process. I can be Mechayiv and of a Tolda through a combination of Misakin Masoi of Asian Bor, but then there's another din. It has to fit into a Tolda. It has to be structured like the Tolda. The Mechayiv doesn't limit the details of the Tolda. But according to Rashi, that's not at all correct. According to Rashi, there is no
mechayev unless it's a unless I can unless it's an ov that's mechayev. There is no tzad hashava that's mechayev uncategorized as it. It's only through the ovis that it can be mechayev. Right? Chatzin ezek tzoros fits in is he can call it shtosa, you call it corroboration, you call it whatever. I'm just developing these two mahalachim. So the machlokes in the rush of whether the toldos of two ovos have to have the halachos of one of the ovos. That's this machlokes. That's what the Brisker Rav is pointing out. It's the same machlokes all the way through. And the yesod is, am I mechayiv? Are the ovos the mechayivim of hezek, or are the ovos just the category of tashlumi hezek? So one more ha'ara before we finish, and that is that according to the Rif. It's not a raya, just shows the just the aura. When Rabbi Yavoh says that all of my ovos are chayiv edus, so that's not the it's not so unexpected. It's not so unusual. At first glance, we asked Rabbi Yavoh, why did you steal the word ovos if all of you were, if you were just listing the ovos that are chayiv, the mazikin that are chayiv edus? Should have said the 24 mazikin are chayiv edus because of the Xeris HaKosov, right? Yishalim Nesina, Kesef. So why is he calling them ovos? A different list. But when you understand what the Rif is saying, that the Ovos are categories of Tashlumen, so then Rabbi Yavoh is saying, so the categories of Tashlumen, there are 24 categories of Tashlumen. The Rabbi Yudah Nasi was limiting it to the 24 categories of Tashlumen that have told us. The four categories that have numerous parameters of Tashlumen. Rabbi Yavoh says, I'm going to expand that to all the Tashlumen Midas. But again, the consistency of the Gemara is to use the term Ovos as categories of Tashlumen. Right? So today we accomplished two things. Number one is we showed how Chatzi Nezik Tzroris, the Machlokes Rishon that we learned already, fits in to the two approaches of the Rif and Rashi. And we explained Rashi a little bit better to understand what is the significance of toldos. Again, the classic approach, which is the one that is more important to remember, is that it's that maybe Rashi means it's a total agavi, the chi of shmira or the iser. The nis daiti tarachian. Whether that's accurate, is it accurate to say that it's that Rashi would go along with that when Rashi says that you wouldn't be chayiv? Wouldn't you have to pay? Not sure. That's why I would rather say that Rashi's following the boy of our papa to say just like Tuma, the tolda there is not a tolda as being a member of the set, it's a tolda because it's generated. It's generated by the yard. We don't know exactly which of it fits into. Okay. Good. Yeah, so good.
How are we reading Rashi to say that if there wasn't a lot of Moshe Messina that you'd be pate. It seems like when you say help us out a lot, Moshe Messina and Mamonu below Knas. Now, without the halacha of Moshe Messina, I would have assumed it was a Knas, meaning I would have assumed that it was Tom that you're paying Chatzin Ezer.
Yeah, so you can't, you cannot assume a Knas has to be mandated by the Ribbono Shel Olam. A Knas by definition is not logical.
So
right? I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a Knas is not the Shlomo.
Right, but meaning by Karen you have Knas. So
could it's wrong right? Only because it's mamish in the words.
So can't the Havanina be that Chatzin Ezek Soros, it's something that's Mishuna, therefore you, because normally rocks don't get picked up, and therefore it's a Knas. And but then we're saying that even though actually it's going to be, since it's Mikoach Regel, then it's going to be Regel. But it's still Chatzin Ezek and you're paying Mamon.
You're saying that Rashi would say that mitam svara, it comes under the category of mitam svara. I would say it's part of Karen, right?
Yeah.
Which is very hard to say because the toldos of Karen are all the gufa, the shicha, the ita. So why would I say that kocho the shore comes under Karen? Is that a logical thing to say? You're saying logically, it would be a tolda of Karen, and the chiddush is that it's a tolda of Regel. I don't think that's accurate logically. That's number one. Number two, I think it's what Rashi's saying. Rashi is saying that the halacha of Moshe Messina could have been chatzin nezek tzuras. So then I would have said Kadosh Baruch Hu was being mechadesh that this is part of Karen, the way you're saying it.
Yeah.
But that wasn't Gzeiras HaKosov. Gzeiras HaKosov was Chatzin Nezek Mamoina.
Right.
So that means, either way, I would not have been Mechadish without the Gzeiras HaKosov, without Halacha Moshe Messinai. Rashi is pointing out, Hilchos of Gemirula is Mamona, not Knas. That Mamona was part of the Hilchos of Gemirula. The afal gab the palga nizka shol negicha v'knas can read on the common high palga nizka mamoina v'hilcha chlav told of the keruna el de rego.
Okay, so in other words, the halacha Moshe Messina has two parts. Number one, that you're paying chatzin ezek soros, and number two, that chatzin ezek soros is not knas, rather it's mamon.
Correct.
That's how we read. Okay.
Right, but either way, without the Halacha Moshe Messina, we would not have been mechayev it. I say sumchus would be mechayev it. Tzarechin, we have to explain sumchus. Is a third shita, right? But I think you see clearly that Rashi and Tosfos are locking horns on this nakuda, right? Tosfos is very clear that it would be nezek shalom if not for gzeiras hakosov.
Yeah.
Right. So you see the Rashi and Tosfos are part of these two. The Rashi is L'shitasai, and the Tosfos is part of the easier Malach to understand, so to speak. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, okay, so that's again, I'm going to use the Rif as the way to use the Brisker Rav as a way to be Mamik, to go deeper into the Sugis that we've already. I'm thinking to organize form of Chazar also. All right? Good. Well, so we'll choose one day to